That is Ave Verum by Carl Jenks, right? Carl Jenks. And it brings us to exactly 10 minutes before the hour 5. I'm going to be opening the lines shortly at 5 p.m. And we can ask Kelly any question that you can ask Kelly and myself. Or if you are one of those success stories, one of those who's managed to conquer this spirit of bondage, this spirit of sin. Because addiction, as I said before the break, is a form of bondage. It is a spiritual, it's got a spiritual side to it, a spiritual dimension to it. Now, this is the part that really interests me. There are lots of people that I know that have suffered from addiction, and they're really, really, really strong in prayers. And guess what? They've not made it out. Why do you think they've not made it out of their addiction? Or if they do make it out of their addiction, they replace that addiction with another addiction. Talk to me about that. Why do you think that happens? Because somebody would argue that, okay, hang on, I'm not saying you are, but you've just replaced your addictions of sexual activity, you've just replaced your activity, your addiction of substance and your line and all habitual things that you're doing with prayer, which has become your new clutch and your new addiction. What did you say to that?
So Father, for me, my root cause, the main spirit that came into me was fear. It came into me when I was young. Mm-hmm. It was fear and anxiety. And spirit of addiction was my third spirit. Okay, and that's the one that was very destructive. So in the ministry, we try and get to the root cause. So there's the spirit of addiction that I've come to realize will sort of camouflage the root cause, protect it to stay there. So that after my third deliverance, spirit of fear was the last one to leave me. That's when I felt. So that's what's going to happen. We've got to identify to the counseling, and then we pray and we get to the root cause. Once that's
identify for who?
Identify for the person, what they've gone through, what trauma they've suffered. Were they molested when they're young? Were they raped? Were they that type? It's either unforgiveness, it could be resentment, it could be hate. But through disobedience and sin, you bring in it, and the spirit of addiction will settle in, sort of, and it will protect that main spirit.
Mm-hmm. Are you guys equipped from a psychological side, from a spiritual side, and from a pastoral side, and even, are you equipped to deal with this kind of things?
So, listen, so I was, when it happened to me, I was in awe of it, and you just keep on going back. So you actually get led by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will reveal to you.
But how then do we control things like this? For example, now we've got the CPRL, which is an organization that is trying to regulate ministries, and because there have been issues of abuse by organizations, how do you make sure that there is no abuse in this kind of a movement?
So Father, there's like always one or two. We always pray in sort of, there'll be two or three of you praying, mm-hmm. and if it's a woman, there'll be a woman available there as well in the prayer team. We never pray two men on one woman, mm-hmm. but as I said before, the Holy Spirit will lead us. So the abuse, you know, people are reaching out. They're mm-hmm. reaching out. If you come to the Alpha and Omega House on a Wednesday and Friday, it's jam-packed. People are reaching out, and it's just the Holy Spirit sort of just guards you. So like mine is, I'll sort of say I specialize in addiction, but that's what I've had the experience of. Mm-hmm. I really haven't studied it, but I've had a long time in it. Mm-hmm. And then we can address it. And we find out it's the same thing. There's a root cause, and the spirit of addiction is third or fourth spirit that's mm-hmm. causing it. Mm-hmm. And then you see the healing take place. Mm. That's the most profound thing. The healing takes place.
Is it? When we talk about healing, are we talking about change? Are we talking about? That's where it brings me to the first question that I had for you. Is it an old habit that has been replaced with a new habit, or it is just evaporated, and I no longer have cravings for sex, or I no longer have cravings to masturbate, or I no longer have cravings to lie? What does healing mean? Does it mean that? What does it mean?
So healing for me would say like it's a complete change. Yes, no more lies, no more masturbation, no more crave. I don't have a craving. So I've just understood it now that because of my lifestyle of how I lead it, I try and lead a spiritual lifestyle. I don't try. There's no sin in all. I do sin, but I try. And if I do, it's a confession straight away, mm-hmm. straight away, and then the healing. So it's a lifestyle. If you're going to go back, of course. You know, you can't put your feet up and expect it not to work. You've got to keep on working it. So that's what I'm, you know what I mean? You've got to keep on doing the masses. We, for us in this ministry, it's mass every day. Confession, prayer, we pray a lot. Adoration, it's vital. And you've got to keep yourself clean. But you pick it up from your gift of discernment. You'll start to see if you're doing wrong or right. Mm. You know, you pick it up a lot. So the Spirit, it's through the Spirit. The Spirit grows you and it becomes quite strong. And this is entitled to everyone. It's not just me or the people in the, you know, It's for everyone. The spirit grows strong.
So are you saying to the listeners that addiction is something that one can overcome?
Oh, yes, definitely. In a spiritual way. I believe addiction is totally spiritual.
Mm.
If you try and fight it in the physical, you're going to battle. I battled for many years. Mm. Many years, as in 15 years, I battled.
Mm. So my critic friends that are saying to us, there is no healing. It's just a replacement of a habit with what is considered to be an unhealthy habit with what is considered to be a healthy habit. What would you say to that?
No, so you replace it with Jesus Christ. So, you know, if that was for me. I'd stop this and then I'd start that. So it's called a secondary addiction.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's no smoking, there's no alcohol, there's mm-hmm. no sex, there's no masturbation, mm-hmm. gluttony, even gut gluttony. Through the Spirit, I've started to actually get control of that,
mm-hmm.
to the fasting and prayer. As the Spirit is growing me, I've realized I'm starting to overcome it.
Mm. Because addiction takes so many forms. It could be even addiction to power. So the fact that somebody is not down the road looking for this services or gambling, things like that. Some people just have power issues and they don't realize that is their addiction. They want to be in control.
But listen, the addiction's going
to... How would you help somebody who's suffering with that kind of addiction? Because we seem to be focusing on addiction that has things like physical manifestation. But addiction is addiction. It could be addiction to power. It could be addiction to even love. I know people who were not loved in their lifestyle, in their lifetimes, who have gone around. It's not because they like sex, but it's because they're just looking for love. And they're just love addicts or relationship addicts. They cannot be without somebody affirming them.
For sure.
Listen. So how would you treat that one? How does prayer work on such kind of an addiction?
Listen, like as you said, I'd say there's a spirit of power. So you'd understand, how did that spirit of power get in there? Something's happened in that person's life when they want to control everything.
Mm-hmm.
They want to control. And so you.
What about food?
Food as well. You know what I mean? Gluttony is another. That's an addiction. But why? Mm-hmm. Why? We've got to try and address it. But listen, as I'm saying, it could be... It could be unforgiveness. If you have got unforgiveness to someone, it's very... That gluttony spirit will come in and cause that spirit to manifest.
Mm-hmm.
Protecting. So that's what I'm saying. Spirit of power, we'll understand what's happening, and then we'll try and assess it, and we pray for it. And you get led by the Spirit. It's mm-hmm. not in our own... You know, sometimes after prayer, we can't even remember what we've actually said or what we've prayed.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be that. Mm-hmm. So, yes, we try and assess it, and then it would come out. Marriages, mm-hmm. power... Unforgiveness, hatred, resentment.
Mm. Mm.
But there will be a spirit of it. Not always, but most of the time, addiction, we find that it protects the root spirit, the root cause.
So do you see this as your mission now, as your life purpose?
Listen, Father, I've been doing this for 2 years and 7 months and still full gas. I can't, you know, it's just, you just want more of it.
What does the future hold for you?
Well, listen, I'm going to leave that to God.
Mm.
Whatever, you know, what He's willing in my life, I'll do it.
Interesting. 3 minutes before the hour 5, I'm going to open the lines, and the number to dial is 011-452-7115. Alternatively, SMS me on 41809, or we can have the conversation on our social media pages. It's Brian Mhlanga, and on Twitter, it's OP Brian. If you want to ask, unpack, share your story of recovery, share your story of not making it when you were trying to make it, you can be anonymous. Please remember to turn off your radio set, your television set, and please do not drive and talk on your phone. You're live on Radio Veritas. Good afternoon.
Father, good afternoon. This is Herbert speaking here. Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
Father, I don't have a question, but a comment as such.
All right.
You asked Kelly the question in terms of abuse. And I think what might have kept all of us together is that the group has never worked moved out of the church. Whatever they've done, they've still done it under the banner of the church. And to me, that seems to be the way of controlling it and ensuring that abuse doesn't really take place. And and what I've heard from them previously also, is that they do consult. There are priests involved. They do consult abuse in terms of where they are going and what they
Hello.
Are doing. So it's not a free-for-all and just doing it because I have gone
Sorry.
To this and now I think
Sorry.
I can do it.
Sorry.
And I think that is what I asked.
Hello? Hello? Sir? Sir,
yes,
Herbert,
yes.
I need you to move around. We're getting a bit of bad feedback, right? So I need you to move.
I'm actually driving on to the studio, Father, so I'll try and call in again later.
Thank you,
Herbert. Because I'm on tonight, we're on.
Herbert, let's go back. Now I can hear you. You were saying, let's make your point. Can you make your point? Your point is?
My point is that Kelly, they've never moved out of the church.
No, 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 no. We're not talking about that movement. We're talking about addiction, Herbert. And
yes, I know, Father. You're asking a question in terms of abuse. Would there be a sense of with all the churches that's coming up now and everybody that's claiming that they can heal based on that question that you're asking?
No, I'm coming from an angle to say anything that is going to be operating under the banner of Catholicism has to be subjected to the authority of the church, and
right.
Because that is more like a peer review mechanism and more of a control thing. Now, that was the question that I was throwing up there to say, do we have that in place? Do you have that in place?
Father, yeah, sure.
What does that mean?
Say again, Father.
What does that mean? Sure. What does it mean? Is it a yes? Is it a no? And if it's a yes, from who and where?
Father, I think we've got it's through discernment that I would say yes, because we in whatever it is done, it's through discernment. And as Kelly said, we pray and we're guided by the Holy Spirit, and if we're guided by the Holy Spirit and we discern. Which is one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit. I think that makes it that you can take place, that you can come from an authoritative position when you deal with something like that.
I understand the point you're making, Herbert, and I'm hearing you, but I'm asking from a point of protection. I'm asking from a point of peer review, because how do you make sure that what is happening there, where you, whatever place we're referring to, is something that is legit? It is something that is not going to be, because we need to be able to make that kind of thing stand, right?
Yes, no, we do, Father.
Yes, and I'm asking, has it been reviewed, and if it has been reviewed, by who? Has it been subjected?
It's an ongoing process.
I beg your pardon?
I would think that it is an ongoing process because it is open. Whatever Kelly and them are doing, it is not hidden.
But
who
is the ongoing process, and what is the ongoing process?
Obviously, the church has got the RSM. They know what is going on. I think I've recently read a passage on Facebook where it was. Where even Bishop Buti was read about what they were doing, although he said it wasn't under his authority, but he's aware of what is happening.
No. Herbert, I think you need, if you're going to quote the bishop, I think we should quote him correctly.
No, I'm not quoting him. I'm saying I think this is what he said.
No. I don't. Let's not misrepresent him. And I think we'll take your contribution. Okay. Thank you very much, Herbert.
Hello.
Thank you very much, Herbert. The number to dial is 011-452-7115. Alternatively, SMS us on 41809. The number to dial is 011-452-7115. Alternatively, SMS us on 41809. And we're really focusing on recovery of addiction. And I don't want to get into ministries and movements and groups, because that's a different story for another day. You're live on Radio Veritas. Good afternoon.
How's it? It's Michael speaking.
Yes, Michael, good afternoon.
How's it, man?
Yes.
I wanted to, I just heard they were asking for callers to call in, so I want to call in and just say that I know what Kelly's talking about, because the same thing happened to me.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
What kind of addiction did you suffer from, Michael?
From drug addiction, from sex addiction, you know, everything. And then this lady came up to me, you know, and she said to me, her name was Annabelle Zaki, and she said to me, she saw I was battling, you know, I couldn't stop. I tried to stop hundreds of times. I promised my mother, I promised my pregnant fiance, I promised everyone I'd stop. I couldn't stop. And then this lady came up to me and she said to me, Michael, I know of this place. This lady, Annabelle, I know of this place where they can play the evil out of you. So I actually started laughing, and I was like, what? Evil? I've got no evil in me. I just like, you know, I like joining and I like drinking, you know. I've got no evil in me. And then I actually went there, and then... Yeah, they prayed, Kelly and Charles and Fernanda, and then they all prayed over me, and like, you know, like something happened, you know what I'm saying, Father, like stuff came out, and then from there, I've been able to remain chaste, I don't have cravings for drugs. I don't have cravings for to go out. I don't have cravings for alcohol, nothing. The only craving I've got is for Jesus Christ. I want to get to know him better. I want to get to know him more. I've got a desire, and like a hunger to know him and to learn his word, to read the word. You know what I'm saying,
Father? Michael, I thank you very much for sharing your story, but I want to engage with you. Now, you had a problem with the jawling, with the drugs and all those kind of things, which is a different kind of addiction. Now, they prayed for you and it just evaporated. Now, I've got a sister. Hang on, Michael. I've got a sister who eats and eats a lot. And for me, it's a kind of addiction. Now, we've prayed for her and prayed for her. And guess what? She has not been healed from eating. She still eats and eats today. Now, what's going on wrong?
Yeah, because you see what happened with me, Father. It's like Kenny was explaining earlier on. There's always a bigger, a deeper, more profound a thing that's holding on to. Like, for instance, unforgiveness, hatred, anxiety.
In her case, spirit
personally was anxiety and fear, Father. So then through that, a spirit of gluttony entered me. And whenever I got anxious, like I was at home sitting there, whenever I got anxious, I just wanted to stuff my face, you know, with food. I just wanted to eat.
So it just
while I was eating, you know, I didn't. But what I'm trying to say is, Father, because I was anxious and fearful, those two, they were the holding spirits, and then I would just eat, and then the spirit of gluttony came in. You understand what I'm saying, Father?
Mm-hmm.
So there's obviously, I would say, in my opinion, that there's something deeper, something holding her from deeper, another spirit, the root cause.
We agree that there is always something deeper when it comes to addiction, but where we seem not to agree is the recovery process, which I hear coming out I'm not saying it doesn't happen, but this is where most people would have a problem with the recovery, because it's not an instant thing. I think recovery is a process. Recovery is a journey. Now, when I hear Damascus stories like this, where things came out like steam or gas, I'm a bit nervous. But anyhow, thank you very much for sharing, Michael. Hey.
No, thanks, Father.
The number to dial is 011-452-7115. Alternatively, SMS us on 41809. Please share with us your story of recovery from addiction, any form of addiction. It might be addiction to power. It might be addiction to love. It might be addiction to people. It might be addiction to sex, money, whatever substance it was. Share with us your story. Or if you want to ask a question from our guest in studio, Kelly or myself, we'll be taking your calls on 011-452-7117. And please remember to turn off your radio set, your television set, whatever device that you are using to stream us live. And please remember to turn off your radio set, your television set, or whatever device you are using to stream us live. Once again, the number to dial is 011-452-7115. And I'm joined in studio by Kelly Okef, who is a recovered addict, and he's sharing with us his story from woundedness to wholeness. Do not touch that dial. It's 7 minutes after 5.